sir. This is the Enigma Self Hours, your boy Enigma September. I got my man Soul Lyricist in the building, and came all the way from Utah, bro. I appreciate you.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? We got the Body Rock Festival this weekend. You know what I'm saying? The weekend, my daddy's birthday, Scorpio Sandwich. And yeah, so we're going to talk about that, some other stuff, as well as some of the normal stuff to talk about on the show. So, yeah, y'all be prepared, man. Shouts out my man Pat, Joe, and Freedom Train Radio, Freedom Train Network for allowing me to do this. And y'all check out the podcasts that are available on their website at freedomtrainnetwork.com. I hope I got that right because I was not looking at my notes. Freedom Train Radio, my bad. www.freedomtrainradio.com. Y'all make sure and check that out, this podcast and other podcasts out. You also get on Google Play, iTunes, and other sites. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. But now we're gonna go into a good track that I'm just gonna pick at random because I just had to pick stuff. But yeah, man, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a dope show. Best shows is when you just rolling. So, all right. So, we're gonna go with my man Ben Skinny. We had him on here last week. I'm just gonna replay one of his joints because it's dope anyway. This is Do What Up with my man Ben Skinny on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Let's go at it, stone at it. Babies, little babies, big babies, all get babies. Y'all. Get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. We don't want get y'all. Any problems. Get y'all. Pull up the Hen and Coke and fire up that drove. Before you slap a rooted poo and drop the rocks elbow. Pray or read some Bible scriptures, man, I don't know. Take a bump up your nose and keep you under control. Just do whatever. Get y'all. Whenever, get y'all. Wherever, whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Sometimes you gotta be that way. Do whatever. You know what I mean? Get y'all. Why? Because these niggas is crazy and them crackers is cold. Gotta keep one eye on your neighbor, keep one eye on patrol. Tired of waking up angry, man, y'all just don't know. Wanna put a price on the head, then pop a tap on my toe. Shit, whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Got one more fucking time to play with me. Do whatever. I swear I'ma call them a goon. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Don't do it. Get y'all. Okay. But lucky for y'all, her love teacher, she been so. My cocaine plant my face in and then being slow. Painting pleasure all over her wall with a zen stroke. She clutching sheets like she hanging out of a window. Ooh, I get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. 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 Get y'all. Get y'all. Like remembering them shoes you was gawking over but couldn't pay. Well, I was thinking about you and copping for you the other day. So here you go on this random Tuesday that don't mean shit. Just to see a smile across your face and that's king shit. That'll get you off. Get y'all. Do whatever.
Don't get it twisted.
Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever. Get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever.
Get y'all.
Get y'all.
Well, I'm about to go chill with my boys in the hood. Skating to that UGK diamonds and wood. Vibing in the studio till we get the hook. Passing weed around,
feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
It's been a long ass week.
You owe it to yourself.
And you owe it to yourself to just party out, party down. But just know, there's always a hater around.
Damn. But mess around, start talking sisters, bullets through your front door. On the balcony or on the stage in front your kinfolk. It's strange that it's dangerous, striving to be great. Them boys will do you in if you trying to defeat hate, whatever.
Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all.
He's good dead now.
But shake them parasites like a paradise. Still bucking dead presidents under a pair of nice flow on them. Pop a knee, brand new shoes and a sweatshirt. Back though, Lil Joe for that net worth. Nigga, you do whatever.
Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all, get y'all, do whatever. Get y'all,
hold up, y'all. Love's a losing game, you decided to take your time, slow grind. Lost all trust, including your mind. Batteries died in your favorite toy, and then that slowed down. in your office chair, scooching back and forth behind closed blinds. Whatever, get y'all.
That office chair, get y'all.
Do whatever, get y'all. Get y'all. Do whatever, get y'all.
Get y'all.
Do whatever, get y'all. Get y'all. Throw some rims under that candy, pour some coke in that brandy. Snatch that dress off that mannequin, watch her remove it, candidate. Let her tickle your fantasy, toss a couple of them hamburgers, add a few more of them Benjamin. She may hop in your Camry, and get your haul. Get your haul. Do whatever.
One
get
time for that front seat.
Get your haul. Do whatever. Get your haul.
It feels good night for some of us. All it takes is just music in our life.
Get your haul. So put on some Coltrane trainer up my Jamal. Get some Herbie in your life, that Cal J to go hard. Or maybe you need an upper. Have that Boosie handed, I'm bass polar. Dilly Dan fade out and Gucci jamming, man, whatever.
Get don't y'all. Judge me, baby, get and y'all. I won't
do
judge
whatever.
You.
Get
don't know what I'm gonna be when I
do whatever. But see, my favorite thing, well, it's rather cliche. Relay, relax, release, chilling deep in the haze. Inhale, exhale, repeat, chilling deep in the face. Look on when I'm straight, man, I'm
feeling good. Yeah, don't,
I'm good, don't worry about it, nah, my eyes open, I'm straight, I promise. Are you enjoying yourself, though? Because you owe it to yourself.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Pass the J around, I'm feeling
high, feeling good.
Pass the J around.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Pass the J's around. Ooh.
Feeling high, feeling good.
But I got some OG Kush. I got some Goldie Gold on deck. I got some goddamn Royal Good Strawberry Haze. Goddamn, what you know about that blue cheese?
Yeah.
Huh? That fruit banana.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Goddamn.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Got this hot sauce in my life.
Feeling high, feeling good.
Another splash on your ass.
You owe it to yourself.
Just a dash.
Party's amazing. My homies with me and we raging. They rolling one up and I'm anxious. Just pass it all around, it's contagious. Now roll it up, roll it up, roll it up. Now roll it up, roll it up, roll it up. Now roll it up. Self a big party.
Big party.
We're rolling it up to where the chicks getting naughty. So damn hot, like I'm the life of the party. Sorority's all here, got the ice in Bacardi. And I'm a roll out, yeah, with all of my homies. And I roll out with all the real, cause you're phony. And all the cute girls, they're trying to act like they know me. I'm turning right up, like I just rolled up a four piece. The clouds in the air, that means my mind is exploding. You rolling with us, then we gon' roll to the morning. We're cruising the streets, just laying low from the police. And if they stop you, you flick it out like a stogie. You rolling it up, cause your life kinda fire, huh? You rolling it up, cause your pockets look bright, huh? Rolling right up, cause you're high for the function. Rolling it up, cause ain't no need for discussion. Feeling good, this party's amazing. My homies with me and we raging. They rolling one up and I'm anxious. Just pass it all around, it's contagious. Now roll it up, roll it up, roll it up. Now roll it up, roll it up, roll it up. Gang though, chains on, shine hard like I'm Django. You roll it up, then you gotta reach the star show. Cause mama told me I would always be a star though. Eyes low, chin up, moving real slow. That's how these people really moving off this cloud storm. Sipping hard ping pong, going way up. Yeah. But I'm just sipping on my water in this big cup. Roll up on them haters, big new truck. Roll it up. Slap her on the big butt. Roll it up, gotta stack you like some new bugs. If they're not rolling, then we're leaving. That is your choice. You're rolling it up, yes, your life kind of fire. You're rolling it up, yes, your pockets look bright. In your cup. Just pass it all around, it's contagious. Now roll it up, roll it up.
All right, we back. This is the Nigga Step Hour. That was Roll It Up, my man, Mr. Darling. They fit for Nigga Entertainment. And, yeah, man, you know what's up with them scams, bro? Watch out for them scams. So, of course, so lyricist. My bad, y'all. My man, so lyricist. So, got scam females. Gotta get his music, bro. I gotta watch out. I got to watch out. I gotta get you. All right, boom. Let me ask you something, guys. Yes, they always have somebody back. They always female somebody back. Always female back first and ask questions.
Right.
And if they don't respond to you, know that they're not that.
Right.
Or spot. Yeah, or spot or something like that.
Yeah, man. That's the word of advice.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's what we do out here. All right, we'll be good. Get to the hip hop news. Yeah, first thing we'll hit up, man, like I said before, that's going to post this week. People put it on the screen. It was like, apparently, or was, I think it was on the other side, but it was another thing. Here's the coach.
Okay,
there's on a video. There's someone like, how they had a cell phone hooked up, and he had them like, on, like, over and over. You
could hear them,
but,
it was like,
yeah, all that. And they were like, the one they showed the video, they showed, oh, this was far off. It was like, probably back to it.
Oh, the,
hey, y'all back to the first thing. Y'all go ahead and Spotify.
Right.
Yo, right.
Man, you gotta listen to
right.
Exact play. You know?
Hey, it's put some way play. I'm telling everybody, you know, whole office, yo, man, put this on play, put it on the back burner, minimize, let's play, you know, man. Come on, listen, and show you the play. Anyway,
yeah,
but no, the crazy thing about it was, this is what I call, one song, I don't think it was wrong. Matter of fact, it was wrong, something like that. Apparently, they had it where they had the video set up on YouTube, and they had it before they put the song
over.
So, when they finally, announced
yeah,
right. They ended up being number one on Billboard. But the reason, part of the reason was,
part of
the fans probably figured the stuff out. Yeah. But the thing was, they had hooked the video. It wasn't a video, it was a loop of the song playing continuously on YouTube. So, again, that's my thought. These are the tricks that we're dealing with in this new world. So, that's why I really try to give y'all the Billboard start. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt because, granted, here, although all these things elsewhere, but like, all the other here folks, you know what I'm saying? So, I know you got a problem. Oh, I don't think you have a problem.
Right.
But all these other problems I hear before. Like, I hear people more. I heard just you all. I definitely heard it much. The fact that you got better now, you got probably heard it once. You got heard money all the time. And you love money. Yeah. Just don't think so. So, yeah, y'all be careful, man. Anyway, a man, Black Top said, came out, they got a release date for FEMA Stock Volume 2. It's been dropping November 26th. I'm excited. Mainly because we got all my favorite producers. Not so much we're going to go after or talk about. But both of the stuff he's set, I like Paul and Tom Rick. So he did stuff with Pussy, Dynamite. I think he worked with the guy, Richard from Britain. Amy Wilde. He did stuff with her. So Lon Remy, like, he's a dope producer. So I don't know if it's gonna be really hardcore boom cap or you just y'all to work with Don. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Also too, he still is dropping finally dropping his album, first album after first proper album after Chris. That's what he's dropping on the 3rd. So Thanksgiving is going on top. And the more local news, he's in my band, so I don't know about that. I'm gonna go to the show. Ash Man's on here. That's not my band. Dario the Don dropped his project, Untold Story, on my mixtape. The other app, I mean, other platforms. Like that. Okay. and Lisa Project is pretty dope. So I'm saying, definitely, still find it. Somebody come out of Tallahassee. He was definitely got skills, and be it even though street knowledge, but you know what I'm saying, he got top appeal, but not like corny top appeal, good with a hook, you know what I mean? But yeah, so y'all want to check that out? Make sure you look for Dario the Don, from Luke. Also, too, watch the show, Island, and you know what I mean? The other new releases, got Long Fan T, Birdman, and Doc Queen. They dropped the joint. Chuck D, he got the joint today. Celebration of Hatred. So, ACL was excited about that. If I'm sure, don't be mad. So, yeah. Chuck D, Audible, Black Flower, Black Ant, remember, probably one of the best rap groups. Of all time, I mean, they don't have it. Could be Public Enemy, could be Two Live Crew. Why Two Live Crew was in my hand? I have no idea. Anyway, Public Enemy is. Yeah. Public Enemy is. Yo, I'm glad you missed that. I don't think those are two favorite left groups.
Yeah.
I just don't know which one is two.
Public Enemy is.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. So, ACL, if you watch it, probably not. But if you watch it, let me know, bro. Is the Public Enemy your favorite rap group? I know MPNC is up there. I know Public Enemy is number one, MPNC is number two. Or MPNC is number two, Public Enemy is number one. I know that for a fact. But anyway, ACL is asking about it. So, got IIWII, first night, number one. That got Satan, my man, Hero, out of 6. And probably the most exciting thing coming out is Oxnard, or man, Pat from Top, California, West Coast. So, got that. And also, too, my man, got West Coast, got East Coast, got Texas, also Mississippi. My man, Big Chris, got the DC, bro. There's three songs, but three dope songs. And, yeah, that was dope. That was dope. So, that's what we got as far as, go, you know what I mean? And usually I bring this type of stuff up at the end of the show, but I also want to kind of get
one. I thought it was a good time. I thought white. basically, want to give condolences to the Porter family and the Cole family. Got Kim Porter, model and probably best known for being the mother of Puff Daddy, three of Puff Daddy's kids, the Justin, two twin girls. She passed away, I believe, yesterday. What I believe or what I know, but food or what I read, she went and came down with pneumonia and, you know, take out. So I do know that I was put apart. I'm at a family right now. I do know at one point they really seemed like getting married, probably for that. But yeah, so being that, you know, especially Justin starting to pop off his black career, being a bad one. But, you know what I'm saying, throughout the years, you know, even amongst the old J-Lo era, really below. At least for the rap folks. Rest of her, she got kids, rest of the two twin girls. But it's just mad, especially my daughter, who's a BR of us, especially at that young age. So, yeah, man. So you got some of that summer stuff early.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of the hustle stuff. Yeah. But other than that, we're going to go ahead and try to pivot to the reason why my man's here. And that is because we have the Body Rock Festival popping off tonight, 2 days. We got tonight, Friday, and then Saturday. Tonight, it'll be at the JTS Lounge. And Saturday, it'll be at Arrowhead, Saturday, Indiana. I said it.
Hey, for the culture, my friend, there's a neighborhood over there called
Wait. I don't know. You guys in the podcast here, Peter?
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Yo.
No. I just saw he was like, Indian.
Like, wait, whoa.
This is a family show, guys.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say any comments.
Yo. We watch. Anyway, but we got that going on. But first, we put all that together here with us today. A man told me. What's up, bro?
Yo, what up, though, y'all?
What's going on? Man, I'm excited. It's a Body Rock Fest. But kind of an idea that came about. I was coming to Tallahassee anyway to enjoy Thanksgiving with my family. Like, hey, you know, considering Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something dope. Play some music stuff, and instead of trying to get on somebody else's show, I was like, you know what? Let me do my own show. And it's been, like I said, I'm living in Salt Lake City, it's all
right.
But, you know, shout out to Florida, get my home, work for a bachelor, my life.
Right.
So, it was important, man, to like give back to the community that I grew up on, and that just cultivated so much energy. And just, you know, musical talent, education, if you will.
Right.
And so it's just been beautiful, man. Everybody comes together, like venues, you know, two different venues, the lineup. I mean, she was like, I played guitar and thank star at the show tonight and tomorrow. And it's been really, really beautiful. Just people in the community letting me allow me to because of course I couldn't bring my aunt, my electric star, and all that stuff. train. So shout out to Forest Lee. Let me use the car. Right. Shout out to Buff Lemon. Lee Singer Guitar Player for Trial by Storm. If you have not seen, there are really, really dope reggae bands. And all that good stuff. So, you know, shout out to those guys who, you know, just pulling in. There were some other people in the community as well that were like, hey, you can use this, you can use that. So it's just been really beautiful time just to be able to come back to Tallahassee, get everybody together, see old friends, go to this event, and, you know, things pop off the way that we would like to, man. You're going to see Body Barfest come back this year, man.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. That is what we're hoping. Shout out to my man, Bravo. What's up, bro? We see you.
Yeah.
What up, though, son? So, generic question, but I think it's important to try to introduce people to, you know, who you are, how you got on this journey. So, basically, what got you into music, bro? Because I know you like across the board. Like my man said, he rap, he make beats, he does instrument, you putting together shows. So, you got a wide range of things that you do. So, what was the genesis?
All right, so the genesis of me getting into music was early childhood. My mom was a music teacher as well as a musician. And her family are all musicians. Her sisters, her mom, like my grandma, who I never met, but my grandma was like a virtuoso pianist.
Cool.
And so, like, my mom was the music choir director at the church that we went to for children's choir.
Right.
And so my first, you know, choir that I was in was when I was like 3 years old, children's choir.
Right.
My mom also taught piano at the music school, Stubbs Music School. And so my first piano lesson from an official teacher was my mom at the school, at the music school, and she was the piano teacher.
Right.
So, like, and we always had piano, like, I've always had a piano in my house, at my aunt's house, everybody's house, every member of my family was from Mississippi, Alabama, everybody has a piano.
Right.
And I thought growing up that people who had pianos, it was normal.
Right.
I go to my homie's house, my friend's house at school, and I'm like, hey, man, you got a piano? And they're like, what? Nah, I got like G.I. Jones. So that's the genesis, man, was really my family and cultivating music and education all at once.
Right.
You know, and that's, I mean, I've been teaching music lessons for over 14 years.
Too. Right.
So that passion really dropped from my mom and my family, man.
They already know what the norm is. Anybody that's a great artist, where do they start from? The church. My man was started from the church. That's why I stole lyricist, because started from the church.
Nah,
y'all feel me. Y'all feel me. Stop crying. All right, so
yeah.
Now how did that translate? I'm thinking with the piano before I started with more classical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that translate to getting into the other genres, such as hip hop and folk and all the other stuff?
Okay, so my mom's side of the family has music talent.
Right.
Now my dad's side of the family is like music lovers, music appreciators, cooking out on the grill, right, blasting on the stereo, making up their own dances and shit,
right,
in the living room.
Right, right.
After a few, you know what I'm saying, whiskey and coke. Juice is moving. All kind of feet dance moving, dog.
Right.
So anyway, my dad exposed me to a large variety of music.
Right.
I learned about Motown. I learned about Isaac Hayes, James Brown, Michael Jackson, ZZ Top, Allman Brothers.
Right.
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 Jam band stuff.
Right.
Funk, soul music from my dad. My dad literally educated me on all that kind of music.
Right.
So, you know, as a youngster listening to hip-hop music, right, on the radio, on TV, like I first got into beatboxing, like listening to the Fat Boys, Right. And Bismarck is
right.
a young kid.
Right, we did, yeah.
And,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Other kids in the class.
Just because I'm a fat boy, I mean, that's why.
Chill out.
But I do like, yeah.
And I made rock.
But that's Ninja Turtles' fault. I like pizza because of Ninja Turtles.
That's
I blame Michelangelo. But yeah, anyway.
So yeah, so like, you know, I got into hip hop, and then, I mean, I was always listening to rap too, like with
right.
my homies and stuff.
Right.
You know, he'd get a tape, I'd get a tape, we collectively come together and just listen to each other's albums that we just bought.
Right.
So I think like, as far as like MCing, I started MCing in like middle school is where I started like generating my own raps. And I was like, you know what, I could do this.
Right.
And, you know, high school, I started writing some more raps. My first recording that I ever did, first beat I ever made was in high school on one of my homies' equipment. Because, I mean, I didn't really grow up with a lot of money. So I didn't have a lot of equipment.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, it was the piano.
The piano.
Right.
Then I feel like, you know, like middle school, like between fifth and sixth grade is when I found this guitar, like behind the fireplace at my crib. I'm like, what the heck?
Right.
And it's my grandpa's guitar. Right. I'm like, Mom, how come this is the first time I've ever seen it? Started playing the bass, and I was like,
Right.
So that's when I started got playing the guitar, and then yeah. So rap was just like, I don't know. I mean, I just always listened to it. My homies would listen to it. Playing basketball
right.
in the neighborhood, we would always be, you know, jamming out the latest album, talking about it and stuff.
Right.
So I definitely had like a dichotomy in different sects of like. Music appreciation and stuff, like the classical music. It felt like that was in like one section. Rap music was in like another section.
Right.
Then like playing instruments in like a funk band or like a jam band or something was like another section. So it wasn't until high school where, or maybe like high school and into college is when I decided to fuse the instrument with the hip hop stuff.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, rap started early on, and I was the only person that I knew who rapped.
Right.
I mean, I even did raps at my church in the youth program mm-hmm. in
right.
high school and stuff, and I was the only rapper,
right?
right? I mean, I don't even know if I want to share this story.
But, West with the raps. West kicking the raps again.
But I'll share it.
Go ahead.
It's funny, dog. So, I spit this rap. At church, I made my own beat for it.
Right.
You know, wrote my own lyrics, all that stuff. And this dude was like, yo, that was so amazing. You're like Vanilla Christ. Please don't ever say that ever again. Like, will you please say that never?
Anyway. Say that again.
Nah, I can't say it again. I can't hear
you. Say you like Vanilla.
Right. You should go by Vanilla Christ.
There's so much wrong with that.
Hell nah. Yo, my name was The Groove back then.
Yo, Vanilla. You better stop. I can't get it out of my head.
Yo,
you should have saved that one.
I was going to say it.
Oh.
I was like, you know what? I'm
going to go.
I'm going to finish up your 30 hours. I'm going to step out.
Yo. Yeah, man. On that note. Cool. Whoa! I can't. Y'all can't judge.
I'm gonna smack dude.
Y'all gotta. Sure. Y'all gotta judge dude. Whoever dude was that came up with that. Vanilla Christ. Lord,
please have mercy.
Have mercy
on us all.
We can get to this track, man. We gonna show y'all a little bit of who my man. We gonna show you what it evolved from. The original Vanilla Christ. Yo! Alright, we're going to get to these tracks. We're going to come back, man. Try to close this thing out. Wow. This is the Think What's Up Hour. You got time, baby. And horrible rap name.
Word up. Now I'm saying, this for all you introspective cats trying to grow, you figure deal me. I don't abide by the rules of this earth. I abide by the rules of the universe. When my soul touches down, it wants to disperse. Disgusted from the function of man's words. Why do we try to take down folks? Why do we try to break down hope? Why do we point fingers and poke? Yo, son, we only hang from our own ropes. Hypocrite to the grit. Let him rip from the hip, double dip in dark chocolate. I'll never become a recluse. Just like the old ancient Greeks, forever need Zeus. I keep the mic smoking, pursuit of wisdom. No, I'm not joking, there's root to the system. I swing from the kingdom and bring some love and peace deep in the drums. Peach like a plump grandson, learn the anthem. Phantom of the opera, Nostradamus, ultimatum. Yolks in the egg and toast with the bacon. Art is what we making. Lost in the dark by the light I'm escaping. Wings to depart from this body. Awaken, waken, waken. Yo, we gotta use a little bit of salt to preserve the holiness when things fall apart. Instead of looking out, return to the vault. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault, come on. Yo, we gotta use a little bit of salt to preserve the holiness when things fall apart. Instead of looking out, return to the vault. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault, come on. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault. We have choices. If we don't learn from mistakes, poison, poison. Let the boys be boys, but when you're a grown ass man, you gotta have poise. Come on everybody, it's time to build. Iron on iron, steel on steel. Wheels on vinyl, no run of the mill. Supreme mathematics over lung, know the deal. Skilly skilly bop when I'm heating up the beatbox. I'm addicted to this music, you can send me into detox. Doing what I can in my shells or my Reeboks. Go up about 3 blocks for the teapot. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Phil Oprah. I don't really care what you owe us. I'm here for the souls of Sodom and Gomorrah. Swapping out the slop at the chop shop. Middle name Forrest. You can find me on the mountaintop, out where the fountain drops, watching the joust, giving props to the man falling flat out, raising up no doubt, even though yo, he's got no clouds. Find your chi, seek the ultimate energy. It's the side of your H to the E to the A-R-T, yo, better believe, come on. Yo, we gotta use a little bit of salt to preserve the holiness when things fall apart. Instead of looking out, return to the vault. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault, come on. Yo, we gotta use a little bit of salt to preserve the holiness when things fall apart. Instead of looking out, return to the vault. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault, come on. Sometimes in life, yo, it's not your fault. Instead of looking out, return to the vault.
Hey baby girl, can I take you for a ride? Take you for a spin, only good vibes. Open book rhymes for the lady by my side. Fingers wrapped round, let's glide. And drive by the ocean tide. I love how the breeze hits your head just right. I love how we laugh in the wee hours of the night. We could dance our cares away beneath the moonlight. In the sand, here's my hand, you make my heart shine bright. Shake a little something, girl, let it all go. We can go with the flow like the water on our toes. Steady on shore or surfing on a longboard. It's all good in the city on the beach. Stop by the mom and pop shop for the eats. Ben and Jerry's for the ice cream treats. You dig? Love is in the air, see goals set the pace. Blessed by his grace at night, we see space with the deep taste lingering. Six string fingering, kisses while listening to what you're thinking. And let's do it, let the river run through it. We can groove all night till the sun hits the roof. Only speaking truth from the heart is where it starts. This journey we've embarked has never been parked. Angels play harps when you walk, tangled by the charm in your spark. Extra palm and the guac, holy guacamole, you're a dime piece of prime seed, rocking lime green. I'm glad you can find me and take me as I be.
Thank you, girl, for loving me. You got that $2 soul locked around me, baby.
You sure do.
Thank you, girl, for loving me.
Thank you, girl.
You got that $2 soul locked around me, baby.
This is the Nick Myself Hour. My man, soul lyricist with a harmony.
Yo.
My man, come in with a harmony. All right, that was $2 soul. That was $2 soul, right?
$2 soul.
That was $2. Yeah, yeah.
And the first one was Find Your Chi.
Find Your Chi.
I produced that one. Played the guitars on it, everything.
All right. So that's going to be on your new project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when is that dropping?
December 7th.
All right, best.
So very soon, if you want to, you get your pre-orders. Right now, lock them in, soullyricist.bandcamp.com.
Right.
If you just go to soullyricist.com, you find all my stuff
right
there. All my social links, just easy breezy. But all my social stuff, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff
right
is at the letters MC, soullyricist.
That's one L.
One L.
One L.
One word. Soullyricist, one L. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
And what's the science we talk about behind soul lyricism?
So, that's a good question. Well, I always saw myself as a lyricist.
Right.
Versus, like, a rapper.
Right.
Okay? Also, because I started off writing lyrics for other styles of music. So, I always thought of myself as a lyricist when it comes to that, as a storyteller, lyricist, or whatever. And the soul element has always been important. They don't teach you that in school, how to think about situations in your life. How do I overcome certain barriers that I have, even against myself?
Right, right.
You know
right
what I'm saying? And that involves, like, the soul element. You know, there's some parts in there. So, like, I mean, you can go a little higher on the surface for, like, soul music.
Right.
Right? So, you know, James Brown, all that funk stuff, Motown, that's soul music.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can even take it a little bit further. Soul food from the South. I'm from the South.
Right.
I like soul food. My music is mixed with all that love, like soul food is.
Right. Right.
So, it's that combination.
Y'all heard, if y'all listen, my man say ears. He say ears. My man say ears. He put a U in the ears. If you know, that's soul.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's soul. Listen, ears. He say ears. Like, proper English. He say ears. That's my man. Please don't say this is me being funny. I'm so serious. I'm saying, for him to say "yeah," that's real stuff. That's real.
Yeah,
shit.
Real talk, man.
Yeah,
yeah, real talk. So that's soul lyricism, man. It's the soul matters,
right?
And so as you can hear in the music and my lyrics, even if you just listen to the instrumentals, you can feel that there's a message being portrayed
right
for the listener that's intended for that soul element.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things just make you think a little bit differently. Be like, it's like when you read a book, you read one line, it's like, gotta put the book down. You like, damn, y'all never really thought about it like yeah that. I gotta, like, marinate on right it for a couple days.
Right.
Like, what is this dude really saying in
right
this?
Right.
And so that's the type of vibe that I like to put out. Something that you may not even get right now, but it may come to you in 10 years when you play it back. You're like, oh, snap, that's what he was saying.
Right. Yo, that in that case, like, we are on the same page, because basically, like, even with Enigma, the ideal is Enigma is a riddle. Now, in the with my music, like you said, I want to have nuggets where it's like you may have a catch off top, but then down the line, you'll catch a kind of refer to Steve Martin. You say, yeah, like refrigerator jokes. Whereas, like, you may be at this show, you may giggle or laugh, you know what I'm saying, to be nice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go home, date ride home, go shower, get ready for bed, get up for a midnight snack, open the refrigerator, and it hits you. You're just like, yo, now I see what he meant. And it just, it sticks with you harder when that jokes travel with you. So
yeah,
with the music, like you said, you want to travel to like 10 years down the line,
right,
you'd be like, oh, and then like you appreciate even more, because it's like, yo, it's been, I've been vibing and I already liked it.
Right.
But to know that something added to it, yeah. So yeah. That's always been my thing. That's always what I look for in music, is like you said, messages, and not just messages, but it's messages, storytelling, stuff that is just more so just on the surface.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people kind of get misunderstood in regards to criticism. Either, I can only say today's music, because we always had whack music throughout any era. 80s, 90s, 2000s, it's always been like whack music. But I think what people misunderstand with some of the music that do get criticized, even though it's popular, is that it's just surface music. Like, okay, I can vibe to this. I can jam to it.
Yeah.
I could be in the club and be like, but what else am I getting from it?
Right,
it's
right.
Disposable. And I do think what makes artists dope over time and make them classic is, like you said, making music that can stand the test of time. And that's putting that soul into it, putting stuff into it that on, even on the surface you can vibe to it, but when you dig deeper into it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you still pull stuff from it.
Yeah. So, I want you 100% with that, bro. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
And, I mean, that's why I've been vibing with my boy. I think he's been, what, probably a good part of 5 years? I know.
Oh, longer than that, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I met you through OPEX, I think it was.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, probably
back in,
it was back,
like, Beta Bar? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, I'm almost eight.
You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Time's going by, yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So,
shout out Oplex, Beat Quendi.
Yeah.
Plant his arm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that thing was? Yeah, we got a lot more to talk about, but we also got this festival that, a couple minutes. So, if you want to get this one good plug, especially for the live joint, you know what I'm saying, as far as what we got going on tonight and what we got going on tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So, tonight at Very High Society Lounge at 2609 Centerville Road. Go ahead. Come through the spot. We're starting the music off at 9:30. Door's going to be at 8:30. If you already have your tickets online, you already know it's $15 for both shows.
Both shows.
Which is dope. Otherwise, come through with 10 spot. You know what I'm saying? really, really dope lineup.
Right.
We got Delore. We got Enigma September. We got Trend Soul, Backpack B, The Beast, and myself with DJ Den Killen.
Right.
And tomorrow night, $10, 9:30 we start, 8:30 the doors are at. We got Saint Tella.
Right.
We got Tarif Knockout. We got JC, Chester MC,
Team Clear People,
myself, and I think it's the name six.
Yeah. DJ Dillard.
DJ Dan Killen. So tonight also at VHS, you'll be doing a little freestyle cypher too.
Right. Got a freestyle Friday. Shout out to
freestyling scene. I'm saying tomorrow.
Get that popping.
Tomorrow night at Indian Head Factory.
You listen to the podcast, you're like, wait, what? Watching the live.
And
but anyway, man, that's our time. Yo, I appreciate you, bro. I know, you know what I'm saying, you got a busy schedule, you know what I'm saying? Got this thing popping. Y'all out there super early. I know you just started at 10:30, but got a 6 o'clock spot. That's kind of feeling tough. Feels kind of good, but ain't for the rest of the traffic like that ever again. No. So we're gonna go back to the 10:30 spot next week. Lord have mercy. I know who I got next week, but because I don't have my old phone, I can't name it. But we'll be back next week with a special guest. Y'all stay tuned for that. Also, again, shout out to Pat, shout out to Joe, and Freedom Train Network for putting up with my shenanigans with the Enigma myself out. So, also tomorrow, tomorrow's my dad's birthday. Shout out to my dad, he'll be the big 6-0. So, yeah, man, try to hang out with him. I'll be at the Indian Head Factory tomorrow, as well as, I might be, way things look like now, I probably will be at the BBFS 89.7 FM. If not, y'all check out the Underground Railroad. JC will definitely be there giving y'all the real hip hop.
I'm sliding through.
Yeah, take my spot while I'm not there. Keep JC under control. Anyway, man, please get up out of here so we can get ready for the show. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby. Be out of here.